How you doing, guys? So now I've arrived in Bangkok, Thailand, to work, not a holiday. I got a job with the ECC, a very big language school in Thailand. At least it used to be. It's not run by the government, it's privately owned. And the parents pay the money for the classes for their children to go to learn English. I wouldn't have thought that it was cheap to send your children there, but they don't pay the teachers very much at all. So if you do this yourself, take some money behind you. You'll need it. So I spent about 2 weeks, I think, in Bangkok, where I had to sit in on some classes at the ECC to get the idea of how to do it. They also took me to immigration, where they got me a year's visa. Once the 2 weeks was up, they told me they were sending me to Chonburi, to an ECC school there, which I was quite happy about because it isn't like Bangkok at all. Far too hectic, far too busy. Chonburi is kind of halfway between Bangkok and Pattaya. There's not much there, but at least it's quieter. It does make me kind of laugh when these schools do their adverts saying they'll help you with accommodation. The help that I got was from somebody from the ECC pointed down the road from ECC where there was good hotel. The best thing you can do is to go shop around. You're not staying as a holiday maker. You're staying and you're going to pay monthly. Of course, the longer you stay, the cheaper it gets. And then you're going to have your electric and your water bill at the end of each month, which you will be charged separately for. Anyway, I got a reasonably place to stay at a monthly rate. But just don't turn the air conditioning on too much. Otherwise, your electric bill will be exorbitant. I did that 1 month. After that, I just got some fans and blew some air around at night. But anyway, it was a fairly good experience, at least at first. The Thai children were very polite, very respectable. Of course, you have to wear a sort of a suit and a tie, at least a shirt and a tie anyway. Not hard to get in Thailand. They're all over the place, on stalls, at next to nothing. Oh yes, and I was also told by ECC representative that at the end of each sort of semester or course they were taking, they would always pass, by the way. Nobody fails here, even if they have. A lot of people think teaching is easy work, but you have to prepare your lessons before the lesson, and you have to mark papers. My classes were sometimes probably, at first, about 12 children. The trouble is they were all different ages, means they were all different grades. It's very hard to teach children English at different levels like that. But apparently I was fairly good at my job because the classes kept on getting bigger. I guess the children like me. Because I used to teach with humour involved. Thais like that. They're not like Korean or Japanese children. They like to work a little bit and play a lot. So I kind of use games to also help them learn English too. And my classes got to about 26. I didn't have to work really long hours, and some days it was only 3 hours a day. But you only got paid for those 3 hours. Generally, when I had a couple of days off, I used to go to Pattaya, get a place down there, and pretend I was on holiday again. Then I kind of met up with this one girl down there. She was a bar girl, but very realistic and quite fun to be with. We had a damn good time. Generally, when I went down to Pattaya, I used to see her. But then came a time when the work was a little bit more hectic, and they split my hours up all over the place, and I couldn't get away. And then there was a knock on my hotel room, and it was the bar girl from Pattaya. She said she got sick of the bar and wanted to come up and visit me, which was fine. We had a damn good time. She used to wait for me in the room while I did my work, and we'd come back and we'd go out and have something to eat, have a few drinks. Guess she was there for about a week, didn't pay a penny. And then one night there was a knock on the door. So I went to the door and opened it. And it was the mamasang. The mamasang for the bar that this girl had come from. And mostly mamasangs were bar girls before they were mamasangs. Mamasangs are the people that own the bar now, usually females. She wanted to speak to her bar girl. So the bar girl went outside and they had a talk. But it turned into a hell of a screaming match. The thing is, mamasang had also brought her boyfriend with her, who was Thai, and also most of the bar girls, who also were yelling at her. And I could also hear from inside of my room something physical going on. So I opened the door, and the mamasang was actually beating on the bar girl, so I pulled her away. Anyway, I told them that they should leave, which they did, and of course the bar girl I was with was in tears, of course, but she still wasn't going back to the bar. But the next day, she decided she would go back to the bar. And I really didn't really see her much after that. When I went to Pattaya, I walked past the bar I got her from, and she was there, waved at me, but the Mama Song kind of gave me a dirty look. It's okay for the bar girls to go with Falang, but not to like them and go free. After all, it's a business. Anyway, I'm sure this bar girl did very well. She was a very decent and realistic person. Anyway, after about 3, maybe 5 months or so, I'd have enough of sort of ECC. The hours were far too erratic, and I was using my spare money up quite fast. So I told ECC that I would be finished. They took it very well, and I asked them about my visa, and they said, don't worry, it'll still run concurrent. And I sort of didn't trust them much, because I've heard stories of people when they leave Thailand, they get done for overstay, and it's quite expensive. But I didn't do anything about it straight away. And my plan was to go up to Chiang Mai, which is up north, Thailand. I've always wanted to see it. This is a good time to do so, while I still had some money left. To be honest, I was kind of glad to leave Chonburi. It's kind of a dull place, really. Lots of people take the train up to Chiang Mai, but I took a flight. And I certainly wasn't disappointed. It was a beautiful place. Mountains all round. The only thing I didn't like about it was the square. Traffic goes around the square 24/7. There's no break in it. But you don't have to go too far to Chiang Mai to find beautiful countryside. Of course, there's bars up there, but they're very, very laid back. They even have quite a few discos up there too. But after being to, say, Bangkok and Pattaya, Chiang Mai was just a breath of fresh air. I thought I'd spend about maybe 2-3 weeks just having a holiday up there, looking around, before I started looking for, say, more teaching work. And funny enough, I bumped into an English guy who was doing exactly the same thing. So we kind of buddied up, really. I rented a motorbike up there, just a small one. At the time, it was about 150 baht a day. But if you rent it for, say, a week, 2 weeks, or even longer, you get it much cheaper. There doesn't seem to be too many traffic laws up there or anywhere in Thailand at all. You've got to take your chances. So I guess the next video will be about how I found my Thai wife. Or Mia. Take it easy, guys.